Next question is Raymond Freddy, Freddie, Raymond, Raymond. This is a 79-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with a diagnosis of subarachnoid hematoma with loss of consciousness. Patient recently was hospitalized with exacerbation of COPD pneumonia. Patient was found to be very short of breath today, has a history of chronic aspiration. His O2 sat's only 88%. He does have oxygen, but most of the time he doesn't wear it. He's using his nebulizer on a PRN basis, which needs to be addressed, period. He used a walker, but because of his weakness, he's no longer able to do so. His comorbidities include COPD, chronic bronchitis, shortness of breath, wheezing, severe weakness, decreased oral intake, low MAC of 27 centimeter, KPS of 40%. He's only oriented to person at this time, decreased intake, protein, calorie, malnutrition, period. In order to keep him from being hospitalized again, I've recommended through Ebere, E-B-E-R-E, to increase his nebulizer treatment to QID and PRN, as well as changing his nebulizer medication from albuterol to albuterol plus Atrovent, as well as starting him on another course of steroids. He hasn't been on steroids for some time. For that, 5 milligram tablets, 3 tablets twice a day for 5 days, 2 tablets twice a day for 5 days, then 1 tablet twice a day for 5 days recommended, period. In order to anticipate the increased blood sugar, the metformin was increased from 500 once a day to 500 BID. And then checking blood sugars on a regular basis. Thank you. This was communicated with the caretaker, Ms. Collins, as well as our medical director, Ebert. Let's put down a most recent evaluation. Of the records indicates that patient also has a history of anxiety, atrial fibrillation, CHF, volume overload, chronic pain, and has just finished a course of steroids at the end of 2024. Period. I've also recommended trying to keep the oxygen on most of the time, to keep the O2 sat around 90 to 92%. Thank you.